Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. Come on, church. Let's get in here. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor. For he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this short time, oh God. Come on, church. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us show joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us show joyfully to him with songs. Amen. For the Lord is the great God and the great King of all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. Hallelujah! And we are the people of his pasture. Hallelujah! And the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. Today, if you would hear his voice, come on now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great, and hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Come on, church, let's give him praise today. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we bless your name. We bless your name, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for new words and the new grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, from as we come, oh God, seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. We come to worship, oh God, as you have desired, in truth and in spirit, oh God. Help us, Holy Spirit, right now. We pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. Amen. We humble ourselves right now that we may be delivered from all this love of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now that we receive our forgiveness and cleansing of all unrighteousness, final recall and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, and the intrinsical quantum realm, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come to be changed on today. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, Lord. For you have a we are the call of God. We know that in the way that you will have us to be, oh Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your word and that you're with us, that you never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can declare the call of victory right now. Amen. Over every disease, every sickness, every pain and discomfort, every attack of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, our health and strength of God, all that we have, all our marriages, all our children, all our finances, all our businesses, all our ministries right now. Hallelujah. Oh, our work. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. It is you that goes before us, oh God. It is you that makes everything pass straight before us, oh Lord. It is you, oh God, that give your angels swords over, oh God, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers. It is you, oh God, that place your hand of protection around us and those in our family to keep us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. I am in the Lord, Shaddai. All the heavens on today, oh God, to hear from you, oh God. Lord, we move in our spiritual tolerance. It was every spiritual deafness, every spiritual numbness right now, every spiritual ignorance, oh Lord. Let us be delivered as much, oh God. We pray for spiritual alignment this morning. Amen. My Lord, my God, help me. My Lord, we pray for those in our family. We will be saved. They will come to Christ. Hallelujah. And receive Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We decree and declare by faith according to your promises is yea and amen. Hallelujah. That we have the resurrection power so we live again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. That you've given us a power and authority to the prayer thing in this earth, and it shall be established. Lord, we pray right now for the hallelujah. Where's that water right now, God? You lost the little one, oh God. You put the bones in your hands, oh God. And lost their children, and lost their mothers and their wives, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you'll comfort. We call upon your Lord of all comfort. We call upon your holy Lord of all peace, your Holy Shalom. That you'll comfort them right now, Lord, that their children, their wives, their mothers, and their sisters are with you, oh God. Jesus, because you want us to be active, and should be present with you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, God, and the Lord sending me here. We thank you, Father God. Lord, help us on today. Help us, oh God, to speak your word, oh God. Not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. For your word says, oh Lord, that according to the flesh is death and destruction, oh God. But according to the spirit is life and peace. And we choose life, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, help us to operate according to your word, oh God. For your word is spirit, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we bless the name. Lord, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines with the cause of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that shine your blood heavily increasing in us right now. Our soul is with our priest now. And let God be magnified. Lord, let there be any wicked ways.
Help us to live a life of forgiveness. Help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to let go of those things that are not of you right now. In the name of
Jesus Christ. Help us to forgive, oh God, that we forgive them. Help us, oh God, that we forgive them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Help us to love the unlovable, oh God, because you came and that's what you did. Hallelujah. You have commanded us that we know you are lovable. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and if we are not loving the way you're your children, so we are clear that we are, hallelujah, your children, because we love you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name, God. We just stand up right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us. Amen. And it's manifest in His glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we decree to cover the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in His holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being. And we thank you for, Lord. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now, and our will to the will of God. Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us receive our daily bread right now, that our spiritual bread will be full. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive from you great and mighty your word, oh God. As the word goes forth from the mouth of your minister, your apostle, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to decrease, help us to decrease so that you may have all the increase, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And lives will be saved. Amen. Even the unbeliever, that God cannot be saved. Hallelujah. We're polluted, but your word is powerful by itself. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, struggle in that. You are just sword, oh God. We just want to say thank you. Let your word go forward, oh God. Not my word. Not my word. Your word, oh God. Your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for divine order in our lives right now. When things are in our order, we pray for divine position, oh God, so that we can receive from you all that you have us to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, please support all your children, oh God, right there. Let us agree, Lord, oh God. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, bless your weekend out the land, so we, your children, may live in peace, sleep in peace, eat in peace, oh God. Enjoy this life in peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we bind the eyes of the evil watch upon our lives. Amen. We shut the mouth of the evil speaker. They will not speak in evil toward our life in the name of Jesus Christ. We definitely the angels right now. They will not be able to hear our prayers or call. We thank you, Lord God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We bless your name, God. Lord God, we ask these deep things to release your warring angels, to warn against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare our faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our prayers will not be heard, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answering prayers right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance spirit on the line, like unteachable spirit. Amen. We come against every spirit of frustration, every spirit of distraction, destruction, hallelujah, limitation, stagnation, procrastination. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit of anger and wrath, bitterness, rejection. We come against every gossip spirit, every spirit of gluttony, every spirit of mammon. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, every spirit of addiction. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, and fright. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lust, and death. And we command you to cease your work and die at the moment. Come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit right now, all silent. Holy Spirit, there's good way in us, all of us. We command you to cease your works and die at the ruins. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare this deliverance right now. Hallelujah. And we receive this deliverance by faith. And it is so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for our freedom. Thank you for our liberty. Thank you for our deliverance. Thank you for our breakthrough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for turning it all around for our good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And yet, one will sure pray. You already answered. We thank you that you're already making a way out of no way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for healing us right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Mind, hallelujah. Body, hallelujah. And soul, amen. And spirit, we thank you. Oh, Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, touch and move right now. Touch and move on us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, as we pray for our children this day, oh God. Lord, we pray the protection and the peace of our children and veterans be upon their lives and the favor that coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray for every marriage that you have ordained, for we know that the enemy is attacking marriage, oh God. But we pray, oh God, right now that you have blessed the marriages that you have ordained. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you are to come. Amen. Let peace come. Love. Increase love. Hallelujah. Patience. Amen. Understanding. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, restore the joy, oh God. Hallelujah. Restore the intimacy between husband and wife in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let's share and keep them in favor, oh God. Oh, Lord, Father, you call them all shall die. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your words and the heat and fire and the white fire and a good day and fire and favor with you. And Lord, we pray for favor come in the life of that man. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you are stripping him. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless him, God, and amen for your love and the goodness of the Lord. So, Lord, we pray that you will honor his step. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless the name of help us all. Help us all, Father God. We all need your help, oh God. Hey, we're terrible, Shadaba. We thank you, Lord. We bless the name, oh God. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare right now the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and his soul. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our glory coming on today and those in our family and all and who we pray for daily. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you bless the traveling grace and mercy soaring from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and ask him. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes that we will leave. Amen. Their homes that they will leave. Hallelujah. For every vehicle, travel, transportation we may enter into as a doctor or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we declare the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ covers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We give it all over to you. We decree and declare by faith in the power and blood of Jesus Christ in his name that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are relentless and not the bars, because you, Father God, have blessed us. Amen. Hallelujah. Our storehouse, hallelujah, is bursting open. Amen. Because of the blessings that are coming from you to overflow. We decree and declare that our will never run dry because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. That we drink of the cup of the blessings and that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. For you are our shepherd and we shall not want. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is you, Father God, that give the increase, oh God. We come praying, we come warning on today. And oh Lord, we thank you as we walk in expectation as you give the increase. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help us to receive right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we check on our faith, thank you. We pray the strength, amen, and the blessing and protection of your apostles, amen. Hallelujah, your evangelists, hallelujah. Your prophet and prophetess, your preacher and teacher, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be fooled by you, that we have a high discernment of the attacks and the plans of the enemy, that we will not fall or succumb to his attacks, his dark plans or agendas, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for your word says that we resist the devil and he shall flee. Lord, help us to stand on your word to resist that of the devil, that only that he shall flee, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, God. We bless the name, Father God. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life, that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we fill this town with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have hands to clap, use a hand. You got speech to strong, stomp your feet. If you have a mouth to speak, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and just speak. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome, church. Welcome, 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 family. God bless you all. Welcome. We welcome you here this Sunday. Amen. May 29th, 2020. 2022. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We welcome you.
Hallelujah, hallujah. We'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Amen. Because our God is so good, and He is so worthy to be praised, because He woke us up this morning. He's holding our right mind. We're right here in the age of grace, in the land of the living. We are so blessed to be right here in the presence of the Lord. So welcome. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service here. Every single brother and sister that's here with us in Texas, welcome. Welcome you here to Sunday service. You could have been anywhere. We thank you for being here with us. And thank you so much for welcoming us into your home. All of our brothers and sisters in Louisiana, we welcome you here to Sunday service this morning. Every single one of our family members and friends that's here in New York, welcome. Mr. Learn Green, his family members and friends, his wife, including everyone there in Chicago, Illinois, welcome here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here with us, whether you're streaming live, if you are streaming online, we would like for you to call in 845-877-9213. We would like to personally welcome you. If this is your first time, we would like to personally welcome you. Just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open it up. If you do have any prayer petitions, anything that you want to bring to Jesus this morning, Definitely call in right now. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to pray with you and to pray for you. Every single one of you, this is your first time. So welcome here again here to Sunday service. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are going to take our communion. We're going to have one song selection here, and then we'll be right back, and we'll take communion. Amen. I'm trying to see if Pastor Randy's going to sing for us. So, Bobby, we're going to sing for us. All right. So, we're going to take Pastor Randy to bless the Lord of all.
Amen. I give all honor and glory to God for the opportunity to be used in such a mighty way. I found out that, you know, there's a lot of talents, a lot of things that God gives us, but I thank God that He gave us a mouth to be able to not only just preach His word, but He gave us a mouth to be able to sing in harmony with Him. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. Since I lay my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, friends all treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burdens down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can have you in our life, that we can lay all of our burdens down. Thirdly, I had a song that's in my heart, and I know who it was. You know, we already listened in this morning. Hallelujah. I'm singing this song, singing my love. Amen. In the name of Jesus. That's a song that my grandfather, he's gone on to be with the Lord. So he used to sing this song. We used to go to church on a Sunday morning. And when the church even got started, he would always sing a song. It was one of the songs he used to sing. So we thank God that we have the Lord Jesus, that we can lay all of our burdens down. We know that there's going to be times in your life where things are going to be rough, things are going to be hard.
We're going to go ahead and enter in and go about communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "The servants of God, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take thanks and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took bread and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Let us pray.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for your power. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, "And whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ." Your word says, "Let every man examine himself, so that each of us examine ourselves now." Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us all of our sins, all of our transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and passed to the cross. We thank you, Lord, that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking the blood of our sins and transgression and iniquity to trust that. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you have given us. We remember the suffering and how you were beaten and there and still fall. You have been crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we take our faith in your name, Lord Jesus, by your stripes. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Lord Jesus, we have that living in us and touching us and healing us.
I'm sorry.
So we now take this piece of bread.
Just get in place.
We remember of you.
Huh?
You
okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says, in 1 Corinthians, that without the supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the new testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. For your blood is our power. For your blood, Lord Jesus, justifies us. Just as we have not done a thing, hallelujah. It sanctifies us. It redeems us.
Hallelujah.
It heals us. It washes away all of our sins, the transgression, iniquities, the trespass. Hallelujah. So we now take this cup, Lord, in your holy name. In your holy name. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray, love and thanksgiving, and everybody in the body of Christ and say amen again. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished works on the cross. Hallelujah. And because of your finished work, we are overcome. Because we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The word of our testimony. Our testimony is that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And we do all things through Christ Jesus. Because we are covered in his blood. And we take a stand, which is all principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Because we are in Christ. We are in him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And then we'll be back here with the next word.
I use every down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was healed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I pray that every single one is in position to receive the Holy Spirit. I just want to let you know that the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord, is really moving in this place right now. So wherever you are right now, I'm just going to say what's on my heart, God put on my heart. Wherever you are right now, turn off your televisions, you know, get to a place to where you can receive this word, that you can receive the word of God. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome the messenger of this word, my beautiful wife, hallelujah, this anointed woman of God, praying woman up every single morning, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit in mind, on her mind. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, ready, pray to God, ready to receive a word from God before she even do anything else. Even before she even says good morning to her husband, she even said good morning to the Lord. Amen. See, that's the kind of messengers and leaders that we need to have, you know, in our lives. So we thank God for a devoted wife, hallelujah, a devoted mother, a devoted friend, devoted to her church, family members and friends. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome your apostle, my beautiful wife, Apostle Dominique Commandant.
Hallelujah. Come on, church.
Yes.
Amen. I give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, raise the head of my life and the lifting of my head. I just pray that for another opportunity to be before you on today. Amen. It is God that made it possible. So I thank God on today. Will you just thank him for keeping you? He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray as we enter in so that we can receive the word of God. That God is speaking to us, his children, those that believe and that have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Lord, hallelujah, let your glory shine upon each of us right now, God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 62. I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, I ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Amen.
We welcome you in this place right now, in every household, hallelujah, that is listening on today, every car that is tuned in, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, every ear that has an ear to hear, let them receive right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Let thy will be done. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Have your way right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I told my husband before we got started, I said, I want you to tell me if I'm clear, make sure I'm not going too fast. I want to make sure that we get this message because we are all going to encounter this song in our life when it's going to go forward. I don't care who you are, how rich, how pretty, how fine, whatever it is, you are going to experience, hallelujah, the word that's going to go forward. Amen. But there is victory over it all. Amen. The message today is that the power, hallelujah, over death. There's power over death. How is that possible? In Christ Jesus, because Christ has the power over death. And if you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you have the same power over death. See, many of us are so worried about dying, we can't live. Amen. We're so worried about when our time is going to be up. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand it doesn't end. Hallelujah. When you take your last breath here, you enter into life and life and eternity. Amen. Because God has no power over you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, show morning. Yeah, we're going to meet you. Yeah, yeah, I got to go. Because Jesus said, I got to go. Amen. He said, I can't stay. He said, I got to go. I can go back. I'm praying for the Lord. I can set you free. Give us long life here. Jesus already came so that we can have life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. That is greater. Hallelujah. So I want you to say death has no power over you. You shall live again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you got to die to get back up again. See, Jesus had to die to get back up again. He did it for us so that we can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to take us back here to the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to take you many places. See, I want to encourage you all today, hallelujah, so that you can live your life, hallelujah, live your life free, amen, live your blessed life, amen, because Jesus already did it for you. So you have to ask yourself, am I in Christ, and is Christ in me, and if so, that I have the power over death. Death does not have power over me, amen. The Bible says, in the book of 1 Corinthians, I'm sorry, let me give it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm going to start at verse 29. Chapter 15, verse 29, through, the Bible says, otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead did not rise at all, why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I'm affirmed by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, our God daily. Verse 23 says, if in the manner of men I have fought with beasts and ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Verse 35 says, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come?
Yeah.
Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere again, mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies, and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and the other glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. Verse 22 says, so also in the resurrection of the dead, the body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body, and it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a hallelujah, a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, hallelujah, and afterward the spiritual.
Amen.
The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Amen. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as in the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Verse 29 says, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, we're going to keep reading. The Bible says here, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must be put on immortality. Amen. So when this corruptible, hallelujah, has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, amen, this shall be brought to pass. Hallelujah. The saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. I said again, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 55, oh death, what is your sting? Oh Hades, what is your victory? Hallelujah. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always bound and in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want you to know, steadfast. Hallelujah. We got power over death. Hallelujah. Don't fear what Jesus already came to do. He'll be in him and he be in you. God has no power over you. You shall rise again. My Lord, my God, will you receive it today? Hallelujah. God has no power over those that are in Christ. We got power over death. Don't sorrow no more. Don't worry about when your time comes. Live this life blessed because God has already blessed you. God has no power over you, over your children, not over your mother, not over your husband, not over your wife, not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. He said, he talked about it. Walk your life, he talked about it. He said, hallelujah, I will be crucified. He said, you can kill this body. He said, you can kill this building. And I will raise it up for 3 days. See, I want you to understand we talked about it. And not only that, we talked about it. My Lord, my God, I'm here again. You just read that, Lord. When the Lord, when it hung his head, Lord, his pain is finished. The Bible declares, hallelujah, there was a mighty move on the earth. Hallelujah, darkness came over the earth. Amen. The veil was torn in half. There was a spiritual hand from the dead. And it walked in the city. They said, truly, he was the Son of God. I want you to understand that we got power over them. Hallelujah. Will you receive it for yourself? You can cry today. You want you to declare that God right now. Don't ring the door for the night. Start coming in the morning. When you realize we have power over death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Somebody to hear this today. You're so worried about dying. Won't you just live? You're so worried about when it's coming to him. Won't you just live for the Lord? Hallelujah. God has no power over you. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in John 6:34, oh, the Bible says, then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet did not believe. And the Father gives me, hallelujah, gives me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me. The Bible says in verse 37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Verse 39 says, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up at the last day. That's what it says, and this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise them up at the last day. I want you to understand, God has no power over you. We have power over death. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand, hallelujah, the bread he was talking about, hallelujah, that we eat and sustain the life we have right here. But Jesus is talking about the bread that gives you eternal life. Amen. He's talking about your spiritual life. Hallelujah. I want us to understand what he says. Hallelujah. Jesus did not independent of God the Father, but in union with him. This should give us even more assurance of being welcome into God's presence and being protected by him. See, Jesus' purpose was to do the will of God, not to satisfy Jesus' human desires. See, when we follow Jesus, we should have the same purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus said that he will not lose even one person. Hallelujah. Whom the Father had given him. Hallelujah. See, that's anyone who makes a sincere commitment to believe in Jesus Christ as Savior is secure in God's promises of everlasting life. So you understand that death has no power over you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ will not let his people be overcome by Satan and lose their salvation. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand those who put their faith in Christ will be resurrected from physical death to everlasting life with God when Christ comes again. I want you to understand death has no power. Hallelujah. Over those who are in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Hallelujah. On today, I don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry about this. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry about what death can do to me. Amen. Hallelujah. I understand I will rise again. Amen. Death has no power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank God on today.
Thank you.
Because I was on a prayer call, and I was talking to someone at work, and people were so down and so worried. And many people, you talk to them, if they be honest and open, are afraid of death coming.
Wow.
You know, we want to enjoy this life and live this life, but we have to understand we don't belong here. Amen?
Right.
We live in this world, but we're not of this world. We must go, but I want you to understand death has no power. So don't worry yourself to death, amen, because death has no power over you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go with me over to Hebrews chapter 2,
amen,
amen. Hallelujah. I want to bring comfort. I want to bring peace to your mind, comfort to your heart, amen, to know that Jesus has already done it all. He conquered the world. Don't you know he conquered death, amen? Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. You ain't got to worry about it no more. Come on. What you worried about it for? Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, if you go with me, church. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13 through 18. I get excited when God gave me this word this week. I was just like, Father God in heaven, amen. And if we just understand what Jesus came to do, if we understand what is already done, amen. Finally, we can rejoice right now, amen. We can shout right now, amen. And we can tell our family, hey, baby, don't, your grandmother, your elders would say, baby, don't worry about me.
Uh-huh.
And they would tell you, yeah, you're going to be here long. We thank God. And when it's, you know, they would really speak how they were prepared. You go, what are you prepared for? Why are you trying to leave? Because they was in Christ, and Christ was in them, and they already knew the outcome because they believed and they received the finished work that Jesus came to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13 through 18. I told my husband to make sure I'm not moving too fast because sometimes people say, you can't move too fast. You talk too fast. We didn't get it. And so I just want to make sure I'm not too loud that you can't hear me, and I'm not too fast that you can't catch me, catch what's being said. So the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13, we're going to start. And the Bible says, and again, I will put my trust in him, and again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who hath the power of death. That is the devil.
Amen.
Verse 15 said, and release those who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make a propitiation for the sins of the people. Amen? For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. I want you to understand that Jesus, when he took the power away from the devil, the Bible says it right here, so you can see it for your own self. Hallelujah. And verse 14, I'll say it again. I'm going to read it again. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shed in the saying that through the death that he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Jesus had to come. He had to go through, amen. He had to go through this life, amen, to be able to take the power of death from the devil.
That's right.
So he had to endure the things that we endure, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lost friends along the way. He was persecuted. He was crucified. He was hung about. He was lied on. He went through so many things. Hallelujah. I want you to understand so that he could deliver us, hallelujah, from the power of death. Amen. Hallelujah. When the Bible says death, that was with the devil. The devil had the power that the Jesus went and took the power. Come on now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank God for knowledge and wisdom on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping. Thank you for moving right now. Now, I want you to say Jesus had to become human with his flesh and blood like we ourselves so that he could die and rise again in order to destroy the devil's power over death.
Yes.
He only then could Christ and live those who had lived in constant fear of death and, hallelujah, and free them to live for him. Amen. See, a lot of us are living in fear of death. Every day we're in fear that something will happen. This is going to be the day. And I want you to understand that Jesus already did it. So the devil, death has no power over you.
Amen.
See, when we belong to God, we need not to fear death. Because we know that death is only the doorway into eternal life. Jesus said, I come to give you life and life in abundance.
Yes.
The Bible says that God sent his only begotten Son to save, coming to save us. Amen. That those who believe in him shall have eternal life. He came, hallelujah, the flesh dead by the neck, hallelujah, caught it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, church, Christ's death and resurrection set us free from the fear of death. Because death has been defeated. Every person must die, but death is not the end. Instead, it is the doorway to a new life. Hallelujah. See, all who dread death should have the opportunity to know the hope that Christ's victory brings. Amen. The question for you today, hallelujah, is how can you share this truth with those close to you? Amen. To bring comfort, hallelujah, and peace to their minds, knowing that death has no power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, I want us to understand hallelujah, what the scripture is saying, amen. When we look at verse 16 and 17 here, hallelujah, we're going to be wrapping up here, and I'm just so excited about the word of God, about the word of God on today, amen. Like I said earlier, that no matter who you are, where you are, what you have, what you don't have, amen, we're all going to experience, hallelujah, this word on today. But we can decree and declare victory over it right now, amen, because we have power over death, because we have the resurrection power working on the inside, because we have Christ in us who rose again, and we shall rise again. Hallelujah. 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 So it's knowing that Christ suffered pain and faced temptation helps us face our trials. Jesus understands our struggles because he faced them as a human being here on earth, so we can trust Christ to help us survive suffering and overcoming temptation. So when you face trials, go to Jesus for strength and patience. He understands your needs, and he is able to help you. Amen. He's able to deliver you. He is able to guide you. He is able to direct you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Death has no power over you.
Amen.
Death has no power over you. And before we close out here, I want us to understand that one, we have to understand who we are.
Amen.
And when you truly understand who we are, because I want you to know the enemy is going to continue to come in and try to tell you who you are, who you're not, and who God is and who God is not, and what you can and what you cannot have. He's going to try to cloud your judgment. He's going to try to cloud you. He's going to try to get you from Christ. He's going to try to pull you away with so many things of this world. He's going to try to tempt you to come on this side and to do this, and it feels good over here, and it tastes better over here, and it looks better over here. Come on over, you know, just to get you. I want you to understand the Bible says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he's trying to get you on the kill. How do you get victory? To kill the power that Jesus has already given you to rise again, to get you to a point where you don't believe that it's for you. Amen? But I want you to know, church, it is for you. You have the power because you have Christ.
My Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we thank God on today.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. My husband said he's encouraged. Amen. I want us to understand that Jesus did it all on the cross. He made our death behave. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that you have the opportunity today. If you have not made that choice, if you have not made that change, you have that opportunity today because God has given us this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. He didn't take it away. He gave it to us again, a new day. Amen. A new mercy, a new grace. Amen. God has given to us again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to go to scripture right here because I'm going to be wrapping up here in the next 5 minutes. In the book of Matthew, real quick, you all, sorry, God bless you. God bless you. I try not to give too much at one time because I want you to be able to take something away from the service and be able to give it to someone else, amen, so we can help them get through, come through, amen, come out in the name of Jesus. If we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, amen, I'm going to try to slow down. I'm sorry if I'm moving fast. I just want us to get it. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you, Lord. If we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, amen, and in 28 as well, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus has the power over death. And because we have Christ, I say this again, and Christ is in us, we too have power over death. As we see it first being displayed in the book of Matthew 27 and 28 chapters, Jesus spoke many times about his crucifixion and his resurrection and how he came to die that we can live again. Amen? If we look at Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, 27 and 50, hallelujah, 27 and 50, the Bible says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks were split, and the graves were open, and many, hallelujah, bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus were Galilee ministered to him, were there looking off from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's son. The Bible says in verse 57, now when the evening had come, there came a rich man, and we're going to come on down because I want us to get to this point in the Bible, in verse 62. Amen. Said, on the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, sir, remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, after 3 days, I will rise. So therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead, so the last deception will be worse than the first. I want them to say, even right here, hallelujah, those that didn't believe, that called him a deceiver, they began to believe that he may rise again, hallelujah. That's what is going to happen. The Bible says not only that they steal the tomb, they did all the works of seal them in, amen, and then they guarded the tomb. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, verse 28, verse 5, it says, but the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you see Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Not only that, it says, he is risen as he said. It says, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Then he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he has gone before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. But I want us to understand that Jesus said it. And that he said, he did. And that he said, he did. Amen. That he said, he did. We thank God today in understanding the word that we have received today. The death has no power over us. We have the power over death. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Romans 6:23, as we get ready to wrap up here, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want us to understand you are free to choose between two masters, but you are not free to manipulate the consequences of your choice. each of the two masters pays with his own kind of currency. The currency of sin is death. That is all you can expect or hope for in life without God. Christ's currency is eternal life. New life with God that begins on earth and continues forever with God. What choice have you made? Eternal life is a free gift from God. Hallelujah. It's not something that you have to earn, nor something that you have to pay back. But you do have to make a choice if you're going to receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. As we close out here, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Revelation 20:6, as we wrap up here, church, God bless everyone. Everyone had an ear to hear. Amen. God bless you. A mind to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 20:6, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. There is power over death. And you and me, we have that power. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Everyone today. There be one on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Come on, let's give God some glory. Let's give God some glory for that blessed word. You know, we are so encouraged, you know, for that word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for preaching that word. I pray that every single virtue that left your body right now, Apostle, be restored back into you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There may be one today. As you heard this message today, so you may have been living a life of fear. You may have been living a life of despair and mourning and, you know, worrying. And, you know, worried about this very thing. The very lesson that we can stay away from because of the fear of it. But you heard this message today. And you realize that what Jesus Christ has done, you want that. I want that. I want that. Well, we thank God, you know, for this opportunity. If that's you today and you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, so you may have heard about what Jesus Christ has done. You have heard about, you know, he had died and rose from the dead. But see, you may have not have received him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. See, that's the difference. That's a difference maker. People that heard about God and then people that actually have him on the inside. Well, this is your opportunity today. All you have to do is, if you are online, do call in 845-277-9213 and press 1. If you already called in now, just press 1. Apostle Tawanika and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. After hearing this message here, the most important thing that you can do in your living life is being born again. Hallelujah. It's being born again. And I don't have to say, because this message that went forward, it said it all. Holy Spirit preached this word today to our apostle. When you press 1 today, if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, we'll help you to pray the simple prayer of salvation today. While you still have time.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what we are called to do. We are called to invite you into the kingdom of God. That's why God gives us, you know, ministers and apostles and prophets and evangelists to help you to be a part of God's kingdom. That's what we're called for. We press 1. If you have already prayed the prayer of salvation, you're already in the body of Christ, and you may be worried about the same message. There may be something that's going on in your life. You may have lost a loved one. Or even right now, maybe there is a loved one that you have gotten a bad report, and they have gotten a bad report in somewhere, somehow. The fear of death has creeped in. Hallelujah.
Will you press one? Will you press one? Apostle Talonik and I, we would like to pray with you. We would like to pray for you. We would like to come into agreement with you to so we can know that Jesus Christ has already defeated Satan on the cross. See, that's something that you need to bring to Jesus. The Holy Spirit has already gave that word today, but will you come, will you bring your gifts to the altar right now? Not to Apostle Talonik and I, but will you bring it to Jesus? Hallelujah. There may be someone that has a testimony. There may be someone that wants to join the Gospel Public Ministry. See, right there where you are, we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are, whether you be in Texas or Louisiana, New York City, Chicago, Illinois, wherever you are, even if you're in Baytown, Texas, Galveston, Texas, hallelujah, will you press one? We would love to disciple you. If you appreciate this word that you heard this morning, will you press one? Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single ear that had, every single person that had an ear to hear, and every single person that had a heart to receive. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you touch every single one in a mighty way. And we thank you for preaching that word to us today and letting us know that you are our God and who we trust, and with all confidence in who we do rely on, even in that place of the very thing that every single one of us have feared at some point in time in our life, whether we feared it before or we feared it now, that's death, that you have already conquered death with your own death and resurrection. Hallelujah. You did it all for us. Right there on the cross, you did it all for us. A finished work. And we just want to say thank you. We pray, Father God, that your blood covers us, that it sustains us, and that it keeps us, and that this word, that it manifests itself into our body, that we remember what you have already done. We decree and declare, Father God, that all is well with us, all is well with our homes. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless God on today. Amen. Thank God for the word that went forth. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those, we're going to pray. Amen. You have Cash App. You can send it over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Or you can zell it to 346-243-0980. If you need another means of sending over your tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you all have already sent over your tithes and offering, we have prayed over those. Amen. All of God has blessed them. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, that you bless us for your word says that you give seed to the sower. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we just want to say thank you, O God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of your children, O God. And we plant on today, O God, your word says one plant, one water, and you give the increase. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive the increase right now, O God. Let there be no lack in all that give on today and those that purpose our heart to give, O God, that you restore to the kingship of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Dear Jesus, make us an immensely for your kingdom, honor our tithes and offering, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not for Galilee your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give, O God, for your word says that you love us, you'll forgive us. So we give cheerfully in the name of Jesus Christ. So there's a good measure, touched down, shaken together. May it shall come and give it to our bosom. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It is so wonderful to be here as we celebrate the gift of life. Amen. Don't miss the message you are today. We celebrate the gift of life, so we have victory over death. Amen. And we have life and life in abundance. Amen. God bless you. God keep your announcements today, which is Sunday, May 29, 2020, here at the Gospel Public Ministries with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lynn Green, and Minister on the roster. Our announcement today is Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Bring it to Jesus. Come lay it at the altar as we come touch and agree and know that there's power in agreement. Amen. And trusting God, expecting God for a mighty move in your life and all that we bring to our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.